Business on Hot 102.7.
I'm chatting with Simon Fifford. He's Senior Vice President, Real Estate Coverage at Standard Bank. Simon, appreciate the time this evening. In a recent note you put out, you described the South African real estate sector showing some green shoots, this despite global volatility. Can you talk of some of this resilience on the ground that you're seeing, and particularly across the different asset classes?
Sure, Simon. Thank you for having me. Firstly, let me just run through at a very high level what we're seeing through each of the asset classes. Let's start with the retail asset class, where we're seeing footfall and occupancy rates being surpassed by pre-pandemic levels, which continue to drive growth in the subsector. We're seeing an industrial asset class that benefits from booming e-commerce, reshoring of supply chains, and demand for warehouse housing and logistics solutions. And in the residential subsector, we're seeing a continued structural undersupply of affordable housing, as well as other asset classes, specialist asset classes like student accommodation, particularly in those like Stellenbosch.
Yeah, student accommodation I want to come to, but let's start with some office. The office was hardest hit by the pandemic. We all got sent home. Office took an absolute knock. We had the work from home, the hybrid model. It does seem that the sort of hybrid fatigue is taking over, and folks are back in the office. This must bode well for the sector. And we could potentially see, I don't know, maybe mid-single-digit vacancies in a couple of years.
Yeah, absolutely, Simon. I think what we've seen is office vacancy, particularly for your PA and B grade offices, dropping to about 12.5% at the end of 2024. We do see the need for people to collaborate, to onboard of new users and new hires, and really sort of drive collaboration and strategic collaboration between people. So there's a longing for people to get back to the office, and particularly, for example, at Standard Bank, we're required to be back full time now.
Yeah, a lot of corporates I speak to are pretty much back at the, I mean, if not a 5 day, maybe a 4, but most of them at 5. Retail also bouncing back, and we're seeing interesting innovation there. Some of it is around solar, some of it is around kind of making the retail experience more of an experience and less of a chore to go shopping.
Yeah, absolutely, Simon. I think what we're seeing is an integration between online platforms and online shopping and physical shopping. Mm-hmm. But we do still see physical real estate in terms of retail being critical, particularly in the outlying areas, you know, rural areas, and you know, your neighborhood centers are really performing exceptionally well because of the convenience that it provides. People want to get out and they want to socialize and they want to use the free Wi-Fi and do their favorite shopping for their favorite goodies.
And this isn't so much that the giant malls aren't also busy. I've been to them on some weekends and not even payday weekends. They are busy. But I take your point around sort of the regional and perhaps even some of the rural where there is becoming more activity and again, more of that, I don't know, I want to say community. I'm not even sure if that's the right expression.
No, it's definitely the right expression. I think these retail outlets, and we saw it in the uprising in 2022, where you know, a lot of those retail assets were actually defended by the communities around which they serve. You know, the retail assets are the lifeblood and lifeline of those communities. They provide jobs. They provide, you know, bathrooms, clean water, a space for them, an entertainment space, a place for them to take their kids and have a quick meal and do their shopping for their groceries. So it's fundamental in those communities as such, yeah.
Yeah, and it is. It's a great point you make. It's also for them, it's about employment as well. Affordable housing, you mentioned, I mean, we have a giant need for that. I understand a bank playing in this space. I mean, is it around sort of infrastructure and the impact there?
Yeah, Simon, I think affordable housing is a social imperative for South Africa as a country. And I think Standard Bank continues to support clients in the affordable housing space. I think we're rolling out affordable housing projects in scale. And I think what it really does is it allows people to come out of poverty and have more secure, close to work dwellings where they can basically add to the economy.
Yeah, it is. It's that broader impact on the economy. You mentioned some of the alternative assets. We've got student accommodation, data center. I mean, we must be seeing, particularly you mentioned student accommodation in Stellenbosch, good growth traction there and good potential in the years ahead.
Yeah, massive, Simon. I think alternative asset classes are really going to be where the growth is going to come from in the next 5 years. I think affordable housing, student accommodation, particularly, as I said earlier, around nodes around Stellenbosch, where you have a large number of students requiring housing, and there's not that actually much supply in the market. Also, data centers with the introduction of mass data and data usage and prevalence of that, it really does create a massive demand going forward. So these are things that we continue to fund and support. And we'll continue to do so in the next couple of years.
One of the, two of the numbers that absolutely jumped out at me, the commercial real estate sector in South Africa, 1.9 trillion rand. And that's a staggering number, dwarfed, of course, by residential at 6.9. I mean, this is collectively almost a 9 trillion rand industry. I mean, the significance to our economy is massive.
Yeah, absolutely. So I mean, I think we sometimes take it for granted. And as you say, in the article that I wrote, I think that the number is staggering and I think it has drawn a lot of attention and it should. I think physical real estate and infrastructure is critical as the backbone of this country. Standard Bank continues to support it and continue to grow with like-minded clients to develop these assets as we evolve our economy. I think all of this is, a lot of it is predicated on GDP growth and economic growth. Mm-hmm. Once we start seeing that those numbers coming through the system, all guns will be blazing and the sector will really take flight again.
You mentioned it as infrastructure there, which really struck me, because when you say infrastructure, I'm going to think a road or a port or maybe a solar farm. Truthfully, buildings are as much as infrastructure as any of those and have the same importance. I mean, we mentioned the need for social housing. It is as important to the broader economy, but also to the individuals within the economy. I mean, that we have the infrastructure and that we have the properties.
Absolutely, Simon. And what we actually see from a lot of our clients is they're actually putting in that infrastructure, the sewerage, mm-hmm. the electricity and the road infrastructure in around the developments in which they're developing. So it not only is the physical asset that they're developing, but all the infrastructure around it that comes with the development, which is actually the private sector taking on board as well. So it's great to see clients coming to the party and really making best-in-class assets in a beautiful country like we have.
Yeah, best in class, 100% beautiful country, can't disagree. And I think, as you say, the benefit in the broader community. We'll leave it there. That's Simon Fifford. He's a Senior Vice President, Real Estate Coverage, Standard Bank. Really appreciate the insights.
Hot Business on Hot 102.7.